Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Hold the recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old
Comedy. Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you not from Joy's downtown Melbourne studios, but from a total of four separate locations across metropolitan Melbourne. Joy's, of course, Australia's LGBTIQ radio station. You've landed here on episode 27 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture, and some other pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm located here at Studio Mason headquarters in the leafy inner north of Melbourne, Victoria. But the person dinging tonight's big dong is located actual kilometres away. She's nestled inside her own blanket fort in the middle of a near-empty warehouse in Footscray, Victoria. It's Joy 94.9's number one bell ringer and Pop Queer's official adjudicator. It's Gay Gailey Davidson.
Ding, ding.
Hey, Gailey. Welcome. Welcome back to Pop Quiz.
Dee, I don't have my dinger.
You don't have your dinger?
No.
I've got a lot of lines that involve get your dong out and ding it.
I'm dingless. I'm dongless. No, it's all.
Sans dong.
Anyway.
Now, Gail,
I will just make something up.
You'll make a noise. Yes, that's right. Now, every week we like to give you a question without notice because it is indeed a quiz show that we're working on.
I love it.
As you know, Gail, the Spanish flu was an unusually deadly influenza pandemic. It lasted from early 1918 to the end of 1920, infecting about a quarter of the world's population. At the time, the death toll is estimated to have been between 17 and 50 million humans, making it the deadliest pandemic on record. Gail, my question for you is, name all of them, name the deceased. My question for you, Gail, is why was it called the Spanish flu?
I should have looked that up, shouldn't I? That one's a battered in. Dee, I don't know the answer, but I know it's got nothing to do with Spain.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct?
It is correct, Gail. In fact, you'll find this interesting. At the time of the Spanish flu, Spain was one of the few European countries not involved in World War One. They were, in fact, not a part of it. So they had no censorship of their media. Therefore, the media reported the deaths by the flu and the world thought it was exclusively Spanish. Ends. Gail.
Racism.
As you know, we have tweaked the format for Pop Quiz to make it COVID compliant, which means that we no longer bring two people into the studio to slug it out. In a spin-off of the Pop Quiz you know and love, we like to bring you a show we call Pop Quarantiers. It's Joy Liberty versus Joy Liberty. Via the medium of internet broadcasting in our virtual Joy studios, no squeaking animals, Gail, for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from our gift shop. So tell us, Gail, who are our Pop Quarantier guests tonight?
It really is an amazing premise for a quiz show, Dee. In celebration of the Global Transgender Day of Visibility earlier in the week, we have a 100% transgender contestant pool. Our first contestant is a broadcaster at Joy who is on the team that brings us Trans POV, a show dedicated to the issues facing our trans and gender diverse brothers and sisters. She has a background in food science and nutrition and self-identifies as a good cook. She's also a public speaker working in the areas of cultural diversity, feminism and LGBTIQ issues, but more recently she's tried her hand at stand-up comedy. Born in Saigon, Vietnam, rolling with the pronouns she and her, and identifying as trans heterosexual, it's Joy's very own Anastasia Lee.
Welcome, Anastasia. Anastasia, welcome to Joy 94.9, no stranger. How are you coping in your COVID bubble there?
I'm loving it, actually. So, you know, I get to sleep until 11 a.m.
Okay. That's not what the Prime Minister wants.
I have my coffee at midday and then, yeah, loving it.
Fantastic. We hope you stay safe and well. It's great to have you with us. Have you selected your buzzer noise for tonight's battle?
Well, I got this from my early day witchcraft kit. So
witchcraft?
If I conjure up any spirit later on tonight, I'm blaming your team. Okay?
Oh, dear. Okay, so it's a witchcraft tinkle that we've got.
Right back at you with that. Okay, taking on Anastasia tonight is somebody that needs no introduction around the Joy studio. She's the other half of the show Trans POV, but outside of Joy, she works as an advocate and trainer in the gender equity space. She's also all over the media and is often called upon for comment on issues regarding the trans community. Hailing all the way from St. Louis, Missouri, rolling with the pronouns she and her and representing the letters T and P, can you believe it? You can call her Michelle all you like, but she'll always be to us Mama Mish.
Hooray! It's mother versus daughter.
Yeah, I know, right? It's so strange to have these competitions.
So what's your relationship to each other? How does it work?
I met Michelle through a meetup because I was sort of exploring my identity a few years, like four or five years ago. And then I met Mish at this meetup event that she set up for the community, and we just clicked because I was like limping in my high heels and my bad week, and you know, like Mish just saw me through all of that, and you know, she reached out to me.
So you're like a mentor, Mish. You're like a Mama Mish.
And I molded her after my own image. I mean, can't you see? So
absolutely.
Under my wing, and she's just as big a pain in the ass as I am. So we're good.
Oh, I don't think that's fair nor true. Anyway, moving on. Okay, Gay Gailey, we've introduced the ladies. You are the official Joy 94.9 pop quiz adjudicator in isolation. For the love of the little baby Jesus, how is all this going to work?
Hopefully as planned, Dee. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. Ding, ding. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail. That sounds like a good time to prize open the doors of our pop quiz gift shop. Tell us, what is our lucky winner going home with tonight?
Dee, the stakes are as low as ever. This week's prize is a little bit of joy on a stick. I'm sensing a theme in our highly sought-after prizes, as this week it's a pink ball of fluff with a unicorn on top with what purports to be a pencil stuck up it.
Yeah,
the winner
okay.
writing their unicorn memoirs with this by the end of the night.
I see no reason.
You're ahead of here.
As I hear like stick up the butt, I'm sold.
Yeah, okay. You had me at stick up the butt.
Mish, what have you selected as your buzzer for this evening and why?
This is the first thing I could find and it's loud.
Okay, so
go the theme of pan, you know, the pansexual joke we have every time you have me on here. So, yeah.
Mish's buzzer is a ladle, yodelady, with a pan for pansexual. That all seems to work. Okay, Gay Gailey, it's time to get your invisible dong out and ding it super hard because it's time for round one.
Ding, ding. Round one is news of the week or thereabouts. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. It's not my corona, it's your corona when your time starts.
Now, Australians and New Zealanders have been putting what in their windows to give children something to look at when they're out walking?
Mish.
Pictures of rainbows.
Yes, correct. And bears.
Cute.
Little oh, bears. I didn't know that. I saw the rainbows. Oh,
wow. Hindu activists gathered in New Delhi to hold what drinking party, believing it would ward off coronavirus and many other illnesses? What are they drinking to ward off the coronavirus?
Bleach?
No, I did actually see something about that, which is disturbing, but no, that wasn't what we're after.
The only thing I saw an article on was hard-boiled eggs cooked in urine, so I'm going to go with that, I guess.
I'm half actually right. Going to pay that because it's cow urine.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, okay. There you go.
And cow two urine, two yeah. points for pronouncing it urine. No, urine. Urine.
Not my
urine.
No, urine.
Urine.
Shoppers have slowed down the stockpiling of toilet paper and started stocking up on what? Not toilet paper anymore. We're now buying... Anastasia?
Anastasia? Pardon me?
Pasta?
No. It's more important than that. It's alcohol.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which couple officially stepped
down?
And
about time too, I say.
Which couple officially stepped down from royal duties on Tuesday?
Harry and Meghan.
Correct.
Victorians can no longer be able to buy what until further noticed? Victorians cannot buy this until further notice.
Face mask.
Well, no, that's true, but they haven't been banned. It's just because they're not available.
Oh, right.
It was alarming. I'm going to jump in. Guns and ammunition.
Oh, yeah.
Sales had spiked.
Oh, my God.
There was 2,000
Seriously.
One of the final questions. There has been a surge in the adoption of what? A surge in the adoption of what?
Pets.
Correct. Yay. And greyhounds are very popular because they lie around when you're not there.
Very good. Gailey, that is the end of round one. How are you going with your leaderboard there?
Mish is on the board with 4 points. Anastasia is keeping her powder dry. She has no points currently, but she's going to come storming through in the next round.
I've never seen drier powder. And Gailey, let's crack on and move on to round two.
Ding, ding. Round two is our culture segment, and this week we're playing a game we call Making Me Emojinal. As two certified social mediaites, we're testing your knowledge of sexting with emojis. Is that an aubergine in your pocket? And your time starts.
Now, what does the eggplant emoji represent?
Fish.
Penis.
Correct.
Nice. A sad snake and a flower emoji indicates you have what kind of sex? Sad snake, flower.
Sad snake and flower.
Heterosexual sex.
It's so close. Anastasia, like, would you like to...
Sloppy penis and...
Like, do you know what? I'm going to pay that because the answer is lame.
Lame sex. Well, they're both right.
Get a point, actually.
I think we both get a point on that one.
Yeah, that's right.
A floppy snake and a flower, lame sex. Yep, got it.
What is the finger pointing emoji followed by the okay sign?
Penetration?
Yes.
Well done.
Penetrative sex or quote unquote finger banging.
Oh, nice.
Oh, next question, D.
Name any of the emojis widely used to indicate a vagina.
Peach.
Mish. Peach, correct.
Mish out of the gate with that one.
Yes. Peace sign, taco, strawberry, donut. Oh, no, sorry, strawberry donut. As opposed to a
strawberry. Donut. Don't get donut.
Very different.
Hold on, Anastasia might need therapy after that one.
Okay. What does... eggplant plus peach plus shower emoji indicate? Well, give Anastasia. It to Anastasia.
Cream pie.
Incorrect.
Wow, I got there,
man. I was going to say orgasm, but yeah.
Probably somewhere in there, but shower sex is what we were looking
shower
for.
Sex.
You're overthinking it, girls. If I sent you a hand,
I've had myself for like a month now.
If I sent you a hand plus horse emojis, what might I want? Hand plus horse. You girls have got to get out more or stay in more.
I don't know if I can say that word on air.
Wow.
Okay.
Then it's not the answer if you can't.
Hand plus horse.
Dying to know what it is.
No, I'm dying to know what this is.
Give up, girl.
Spanking.
Spanking, there you go.
They're using the horse as an ass as a hand.
Hand plus a horse is spanking.
Oh,
yes. Hits my ass.
Some of these emojis are coupled with the splash emoji to indicate what?
The
splash.
So any of these have a splash at the end of them? Yes,
orgasm.
Mish? Correct.
Well done. Which emoji would you use to indicate masturbation? Anastasia.
Yes, Anastasia.
So just hands and the splash emoji. Mm,
yes,
well
absolutely
done.
Correct.
And it's nothing if not informative.
Widely used during the isolation.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's
I'm sure.
Right.
I've been using the hand emoji often. I didn't realize what I was doing. Or did I? Gail, that's the end of round two. How are our scores looking for the ladies here?
Mish is on 7.
Yep.
Anastasia is on the board with 2.
Anastasia. Oh, wow. Now, if you are listening and you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say you've missed approximately half the fun. This is Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9, our Pop Quarantiers version. I'm your host, Dee Mason. I'm joined by the magic of the internet by Joy's chief adjudicator, Gay Gailey Davidson, without a dong. We are halfway through a heated battle between the dynamic duo from Joy's Own Trans POV show, Anastasia Lee, and the lovely Mama Mish. Let's crack on, Gail. Let's get on to round three.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
We're mixing it up this round with a multiple choice round. You'll each ask your own set of questions, so unhand your dongers. This week, we'll play a game we call Word, where we test your knowledge of words without an English equivalent. Win a point for each correct answer. Anastasia won the toss and has elected to answer first. Listen up, sisters, because your time starts
now. Anastasia, these questions for you. Question one, what does the Japanese bakushan refer to? Is it A, a ramen dish that looks delicious but is bland? B, a woman who appears pretty from behind but not from the front? Or C, the sound of a bullet train? Bakushan. Or yes.
B.
It oh, is, correct.
It is. Well done. Question two. Does the Portuguese kafune describe A, the joy of the first coffee of the day, B, eating pastries in the sun, or C, running your fingers through your lover's hair? Kafune.
Yes,
is
Anastasia.
It C?
It is C.
Well done.
It's the word for running your fingers through your lover's hair.
If a Caribbean Spanish speaker says you are cotisulueto, are you that. A typical businessman in a suit and tie, B, one who wears the T-shirt tail outside of his trousers, or C, someone whose pant legs are too short? Cotisuelto, too short.
I go for answer B.
Man, you are, this is
shirt tail outside the trousers.
Correct.
Yeah, well, she's got an English as a second language background, Gail, so I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
Anastasia, the Samoan famiti refers to A, a squeaking sound made to gain attention of a dog. B, whistling whilst on the toilet. We're all doing it a lot lately. Or C, a noise made to so someone knows you are approaching. You might have to guess.
I think the dog one. The dog one.
Yes, you are right.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't have given her the answers. Okay, your final question, Anastasia. You're 4 from 5 at the moment. We need an equivalent to the Inuit word iktsuarapok, which means A, constant checking of the mailbox, B, asking for the time again and again, or C, waiting for someone to arrive and repeatedly going to see if they're there. Three things that I've been doing all day today. Checking the mailbox, asking again and again for the time. Yes, Anastasia.
Anastasia.
What is it C?
It is C. You got 5 from 5, my friend.
It's never happened.
Yes!
Michelle, 5 from 5 is what you're chasing. Question
no
one.
No pressure, mate.
If you're Indonesian and you sentak bangun, what have you done? Is it A, hurt your neck, turning your head too quickly? B, gotten dizzy from standing up? Or C, woken up from a deep sleep with a start?
I'll go C.
Correct.
Oh, wow, Gail, you made this too easy.
They're on fire. No.
Question two for you, Mish. If you're experiencing the German Fernweh, are you A, looking Fernweh. For something you know is lost, B, longing for a place you've never been, or C, pining for a thing you haven't owned? Fernweh.
I'll go B.
Longing for a place
correct.
You've never been. That is correct. The Swedish.
I feel like there's been a leak somewhere in the queer community.
Like, doesn't it? I mean, it's all in the cloud. Anybody could be looking. The Swedish lagom, L-A-G-O-M, lagom, is roughly defined as A, once upon a time, B, not too much and not too little, but just right, C, to huff and puff till you blow something down, lagom, from Sweden.
A.
Once upon a
it's
time.
It's B.
It's B. Oof. Question four, don't be a German Packsel or you will Packsel. Be A, stuck carrying everyone else's bags on a trip, Packsel, B, left paying the bill at dinner, or C, the one who can't fit in the cab and has to get their own. That's me.
B.
B, left paying
it's
the bill.
A.
It is A, stuck carrying everyone
yep.
else's bag. Oh. Final question for you, Mish.
That.
The Filipino Jijil is a feeling we all know. Is it A, wanting to steal a chip off someone's plate? B, the desire to walk out of a boring meeting? Or C, the urge to pinch or squeeze something that is irresistibly cute? The feeling in Philippine language is jijil.
I mean, C.
C.
Correct.
Yes, I just want to...
It's that squeezy feeling. We all know so well.
That is, I will tell you both, honestly, the best round of multi-choice in terms of results we've ever had.
Without a doubt.
But, Gailey, time is up. Can you tell us how are we going at the end of round 3?
It's gotten very exciting on the scoreboard, D.
Exciting.
Anastasia has jumped up to 7. Mish is on 10. So it's still anybody's unicorn with a stick up it.
3 points in it. I can't believe it. Let's push on and go on to round 4, shall we, Gail?
In round 4, we're revisiting our old friend, Obscure News. Win a point for each correct answer. Stop touching your face when your time starts.
Now, ladies, the mayor of Baltimore has pleaded with residents to stop doing what during the pandemic? Any answer's a good answer, ladies. The mayor of Baltimore has pleaded with residents to stop doing what during the pandemic?
Fondling fruit.
Oh, I can see why you thought that, but no. The answer is shooting each other because they need the hospital bed.
Shit.
Okay. Listen, guys, if you could just hold off on that for just a bit.
Pull back on the crime for a little while.
I know this is not the Baltimore accent, but gosh. Gosh damn.
Close. Yes. Close.
An online meeting went viral when the boss and what had what technical issue? An online meeting went viral when a boss had what technical issue? I saw it myself. Anastasia, did I hear you, Mish?
Is this when he went to the toilet and turned his video off on his phone?
No.
Okay. That's a different one. Anastasia?
Yes, Anastasia.
Was it like a guy who was like naked in a conference meeting?
No, look, I'm pretty sure all of this has happened because there's been a lot of stuff going on. She turned on the potato filter and couldn't turn it off. So it was just a potato with her eyes and mouth talking in the meeting. It's really worth a look, everybody.
Someone flouting the lockdown laws in the UK was caught on a neighbour's camera sneaking out of home dressed as what?
Anastasia.
A bush.
Correct. Correct.
You've been home too long. A postman in the UK is doing what to boost spirits during the lockdown?
What did I say again?
A postman in the UK is doing what to boost spirits during the lockdown? Please tell me it's nude deliveries, Gail.
No, it's not nude.
Can you give us a clue, Gail?
It is to do with what they're wearing.
I was going to say nude. Probably dressing up. Something I don't know.
Correct. Dressing up. They've dressed up as Bo Peep and as a Roman soldier, and they're planning to keep dressing up all through the lockdown.
Great.
As you do.
NASA discovered gas emanating from where this week?
Mars.
No. Think of another planet.
Oh, please say... Oh.
Please, Anastasia.
Please say it. What's a good planet to have gas escaping
favorite.
From?
Is it... Like Saturn?
No, what's the funnest planet?
Uranus.
Yeah.
What should be Uranus?
Correct.
It's Uranus.
Discovered gas emanating from Uranus.
Of course they did.
Come on, that question. It's my favorite of all time.
An inability for Mexican cartels to import from China has led to a shortage of what? Mexican cartels can't import something from China, so it's led to a shortage of...
Heroin? I don't know.
Correct.
Correct.
And heroin.
Well, it had to be drugs, didn't it? Hey, that's great. That's the end of... Is that the end of round 4? Nail-biting stuff, Gail.
That went quick.
Hey, but while you are tallying up the final scores, let's keep the applause going and let's have some announcements from these guys.
Hi, I'm Anna Piper Scott. You're listening to Pop Queers on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. This is Pop Queers on Joy 94.9. We're at the pointy end of the show. I'm in a position yet, Gail, legally, to anoint a winner. Do I have to go and crack out that old tiebreaker question, Gail? Gailey, tell us.
D, I have a full sticky note of scores and calculations here to prove that we have a winner. Anastasia made an amazing comeback from 0 in round 1 to a final total of 8.
Wow.
But Mish was just ahead on 12.
Wow.
Mama Mish, you are going home with our coveted prize today, which is the, Gail again, it's a unicorn.
It's a unicorn with a pink fluffy ball and a
thing
stuck
up its bum. And I think...
I know.
Now, you keep that away from your daughters because I could see them getting their hands all over that.
I've always wanted a unicorn with a thing stuck up its ass. Yes. I'm so excited.
Don't try this at home, kids. Brilliant. That is all we have time for this evening. Big congratulations to our contestants. Thanks to both of our Joylebrities, to Anastasia Lee and to Michelle Shepherd. Shout out to Gay Gailey, the official Pop Quiz adjudicator, to our long-suffering podcaster, the very silent James Holt. Big thanks to the whole team at Joy for all their continued support. Don't forget, the second you run out of Netflix, you can go and binge listen to all 26 shows in the Pop Quiz podcast series. I've been Dee Mason. Please look after yourself and your loved ones. We'll see you here next week. Same pop time, same pop station on Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9.
We didn't get to the New York Department of Health has issued a warning about what sexual practice during the pandemic.
Oh, I'd like to know. This is like a podcast extra. What sexual
rimming.
Practice?
What sexual practice?
Rimming?
Then? Yes. No rimming.
Ooh, no rimming. Mm. Oh, mm. Yeah.
Well, I just...
They were quite specific about it.
Look, Anastasia's probably upset by this, but, you know.
They didn't want it to fall through the cracks.
Exactly. They've banned rimming.
First they come for our jobs. Now they take away our hobbies.
All right.
Well, that's how you're going to go to air. Okay, good. You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.